Hello everyone, this is Sean, and today on Sean Hammer, I bring you Space Wolves. First, before we start, I'd like to give a shout out to my wife Tanya, who has been a very, very big help to me, especially trying to figure out all the stuff with the file uploading and everything. I'd like to say thank you, baby. And I'd also like to thank Jeff Kinney, owner of Cool City Games. Without him, a lot of this, I wouldn't be able to get up-to-date stuff as quick as I could because I'm a sorry sap. And with that, let's get into Space Wolves. I used to play Space Wolves back in the day, then everyone's all like, oh, why don't you stop playing something so cheesy? And I got really sick of everyone calling them cheese wolves, I swear to God. So she's like, okay, what can I play to make you poor bastards happy? They were like, well, play Imp Guard. Imp Guard, they're easy, and, you know, they're not crazy and stuff like that, and I doubt you'll be able to win all the time with them. Excuse me. Well, I traded in my Space Wolves, and I had a pretty good size force, and nice painted models, especially. So I traded him for Imperial Guard. And right around that time, White Dwarf 235 or so came out. It had Death Army of Krieg in it. So I decided to pick up some Steel Legion. Started Imperial Guard Army. Next thing you know, I'm traveling around the universe, kicking ass with Imperial Guard, and I got people still calling me cheesy. Well, years have gone by, and I love my Imperial Guard a lot. I like the diversity that I can have. But my love has always been for 40k Space Wolves. I even tried Demon Hunters there for a bit. So, when the new Dark Angels Codex came out, I was excited because I knew eventually that they were going to redo standalone Codex for Space Wolves. And they did. As for overview of the book, excuse me, the troops themselves don't seem to be very different than the old edition, minus point costs. Stats are pretty much the same. Abilities are pretty close to the same. They just take on different names like Acute Senses and Counter Charge or Counter Attack. As for Space Marines, Space Wolves still have the And Thou Shalt Know No Fear. Point costs are relatively diminished a little bit from the older edition, but the flavor of the army has actually increased some. There's actually some new fancy dangle little things in here that actually set this army aside from the old editions of the Space Wolves. So let's go ahead and I'll do a quick little run through of each little I'm like using little like everyone doesn't know they're 28mm figures, but let's go ahead and just talk about the difference. Space Wolf special rules: every unit has counterattack, every unit has acute senses, and of course they all have And Thou Shalt Know No Fear. As well as there's something called sagas, where many Space Wolf characters who have the option to take a saga. This represents a distinguished history of a true hero, one who has become famous hero for a particular style of war. And we'll get to those in a bit. They're kind of unique. Well, anyway, let's start off with Grey Hunters. Basic Space Marine stat, 4 and everything but attacks and wounds, 8 initiative, 3 plus save. Wolf Scouts, they show up in this edition as elite as well. Same stats as the Grey Hunters, with the special abilities of infiltrate, move through cover, scout, and behind enemy lines, with 4 plus save. Not too shabby. We'll get to how the models look in a moment as well. Long Fangs, pretty much reminiscent of the old Long Fangs. They had the fire control, whereas if the pack leader is still alive, the unit can shoot at 2 different targets. Leadership 9, regular Space Marine stats with 3 plus save. And there's a new addition to this book called Lone Wolves. They remind me of a Dwarf Berserker a little bit. They have a weapon skill 5, 4 and everything else, 2 attacks, 8 leadership. They have the acute senses, fearless, and counterattack, but they have a few extra rules. They have a glorious death, which they get kill points if he dies in battle. It's kind of like the old Berserker rules for the Warhammer army with the dwarves. It's got the pack of one, meaning that he can't join any other unit, and he's got Beast Slayer. A lone wolf may reroll failed to hit rolls against walkers, monstrous creatures, and models with toughness 5 or higher. We'll get to the unit upgrades with them in a second. You know, let me go ahead and we'll go into that right now, so we're going to get a hold of ourselves, ahead of ourselves. Well, with the Grey Hunter packs, you have your standard Space Marine upgrades that you can choose. Same with the Wolf Scouts. The Lone Wolf himself can have a list of a whole bunch of different equipment. So he's kind of like a hero in a sense. He can have Terminator armor. He can have Fenris Wolves, Mark of the Wolf in, which I'll explain a little bit of that in more detail in a moment. We got the Blood Claws pack that actually have a weapon skill 3, standard Space Marine stats after that, 15 points a model, same points as Grey Hunter, matter of fact. And they get the Headstrong rule that allows them to get a +2 on the charge rather than to their attack rather than +1. And they also have to, if they don't have a battle leader in there, they have to charge a unit, kind of like a little frenzy thing. Now, one of the other new additions to this that I think is really cool, but it could look really cheesy until you get used to it, is the Thunder Wolf Cavalry. They are giant wolves with space wolves riding on top. They have the 3 basic rules, but the unit themselves have rending and close combat, and they have wolfkin. Wolfkin allows units of Fenris Wolves within 12 inches to reroll their leadership, and they get a +1 initiative, +1 leadership as well, I think. Pretty cool looking models. They ran in at 50 points apiece. They have a toughness 5, 2 wounds. I'm going to own a few just because, I don't know, just because I like the way the one character looks, so hopefully the unit looks good. We have the Swift Claw Biker Pack, which basically just bikes. You can upgrade one to an attack bike, and they're 25 points apiece. The standard Space Marine bike squad, except that they have Blood Claws on the back, giving them a weapon skill and ballistic skill 3 rather than a 4. It also makes them headstrong, and they get the Berserker Charge. Same thing goes for the Sky Claw Assault Pack Squad, 18 points apiece. Same rules, basically, as for the Blood Claws, and they on jump packs. We have a Land Speeder Squadron, simply just Land Speeders. You can upgrade one to a Tornado, one into a Typhoon. One unit that I like fits in as Fast Attack, and I wish they would have had it as a troop, but they didn't. 8 points apiece, you can have a pack of Fenris Wolves. 5 to 15 Fenris Wolves, they have the counterattack ability. They have Vicious Claws and Fangs for close combat weapons. You can upgrade one to a Cyber Wolf for 8 points. Not horrible stats. 4 weapon skill, 4 strength, 4 toughness, 2 attacks, leadership 5, save a 6 plus. It's this unit here is just there for our just flavor of the army. I want to have wolves, so I'm gonna have wolves. That's that's basically it. They cannot claim table objectives under any circumstances, though. So that's one downfall for the Fenris Wolves. We already went over the Long Fang pack, being at 15 points a model. Not too shabby. That's not without the heavy weapons. They can have a dedicated transport as a drop pod, razor pack, back, rhino. And that's going to go for Grey Hunters and Blood Claws as well. For heavy support as well, they have a Predator, Whirlwind, Vindicator, Land Raider, Land Raider Crusader, or Land Raider Redeemer. Dedicated transports, they have rhinos, razorbacks, drop pods. And that's about it for that. Their elite choices, they have the Almighty Venerable Dreadnought, which is usually there. They have a Dreadnought and Iron Priest. And that's it. They have a Wolf Guard pack as well, sorry. The Wolf Guard pack ran in at 18 points apiece, and I believe they can have They can have the Terminator replace its Terminator armor. So you can have a unit of Terminators if you want. Or you could use the Wolf Guards as individual pack leaders to lead your units of Grey Hunters and Blood Claws. For HQs, we have... let's go ahead and we'll go the generic first, and then I'd like to go into the special characters, because I think there's a special note in there for them. We have the Wolf Lord, 100 points. Lot of goodies you can put on with him. He can also be on a Thunder Wolf mount, which is pretty sweet. Rune Priest, 100 points. He'll be on a Thunder Wolf mount as well. Standard Space Marine, Hero, and Psyker stats. And of course, they have the Space Wolf special rules. Not too shabby. We have Wolf Priest as 100 points. Same thing. He may not be on a Wolf mount, but he's got all the Oath of War and just different stuff. He's basically the chaplain, so to speak. Wolf Guard battle leader. Those are your if you're not taking Wolf Guard pack, you can have Wolf Guard battle leaders, and they don't count towards your... Yeah, they're just additions to a unit. I don't know how I feel about this, but I might actually run one or two in Blood Claws to see how it goes. But what I would like to go through is special characters. I haven't gotten a straight out on this, whether or not you're allowed to take them or not. Some people say you're allowed to take one, blah, da, da, all that. But let's go ahead and touch a little bit on the special characters, because characters in this army, whether they're special characters or characters you create using your own sagas or your imagination, they'll really help flesh out this army. And it's, it'll make the Space Wolves come alive in your mind, I guess. So, let's go ahead and talk over them as soon as I get to their names here. One is Ulrich the Slayer. He is your Wolf High Priest, Guardian, Grandfather Lupus, Guardian of Sons of Russ. He's basically, we've seen him in previous editions, pretty much the same character as an effectiveness, so I'm not going to go over too much of him. I'm just going to touch on new units that haven't been here before. Next one we have Arjak Rockfist. He's the Man Mountain, Grimoire's Champion, Anvil of Fenris. Pretty cool looking picture. Haven't seen the picture of the figure yet, but he's running in at 5 weapon skill, 5 ballistic skill, 5 strength, 4 toughness, 2 wounds, 3 attacks, leadership 9. He's got all the special Space Wolf rules, plus he's got Stubborn. He's on Grimoire's Champion, so he has maybe rolled all fail hits to against the enemy with independent character or monstrous creature rule. He also has the Foe Hammer, which is basically the Mighty Hammer of Thor, so to speak. It is a Thunder Hammer, so all rules for Thunder Hammer apply. Plus, he can throw it 6 inches for Strength 10, AP 1, Assault 1, Hammer Attack. So, I mean, he's pretty cool. He also has the Anvil Shield, and it gives him an additional attack in the first round of any assault. So, he's going to be a fun model to play around with. One that kind of strikes interest me is the new character, Lucas the Trickster. Now, he's an addition. He's an upgrade for a unit of space, for Blood Claws, sorry. He's got Weapon Skill 5, Strength 4, Toughness 4, 2 wounds, 3 attacks. But he's, for one, he's a psycho-looking character. He's got the Rebellious trait, as well as all the other Space Wolf rules. He can never have over maximum leadership at 8. He's got the Last Laugh. This is what I like. He has a stasis bomb wired in place of a secondary heart, so when he dies, you remove him from the table, and every mono base space are removed as casualties, and they're locked into the temporal prison with nothing but Luca's last howl of laughter to keep them company for eternity. I think that's pretty neat, and it was just like, it brings in the whole Norse background of this army. It kind of reminds me of Loki. He also has the Pelt of the Doppelgangro, sorry. Basically, it's a cloak that allows him chameleonic powers. All successful to hit rolls must be re-rolled when Biting Lucas. And I think he's going to be a fun model to play with. Next model is an oldie but a goodie, but he's a little bit advanced in this rules, is Niall Stormcaller. Let's start off with the model himself. Beautiful. Second of all, stats. Beautiful. Third, he's in Terminator, Runic Terminator armor now instead of Power Armor. Beautiful. Master Psyker knows all the psychic powers listed on the previous page, and he can use up to two a turn. Plus, he has the Lord of Tempest, his own little psychic power, his own little psychic power table, which I'll leave it for people who pick it up, so that way I'm not ruining it for people who are not going to play Space Wolves, but can look forward to something special when they play against him. He has a Staff of Stormcaller, Runic Weapon, nullifies enemy psychic powers on 3+. He's got Runic Terminator that boosts his Unvulnerable save to 4+. And of course he has his trusty Cyber Raven, Nightwing. And he send him out for your own little special attacks. Next new character we have is Canis Wolfborn. He's the one you're going to see probably in a White Dwarf this coming up month. I'm not for sure, but he's running around on a giant cyber wolf. He's a pretty solid character. He's got 5 attacks, and that's like pretty crazy. All of his attacks are rending. He's Lord of the Wolfkin. So while Fenris Wolves and can use his leadership within 12 inches, he's got the Wrath of the Savage, which allows him extra attacks for every model in the base-to-base contact with him. And one of his warrior items are the giant Thunderwolf that he's got, and it boosts his stats. Of course, we have Ragnar Blackmane in the book, Logan Grimnar. And that's about it for characters, the special characters. So with the addition of some new items that you'll see when you receive the book, and also what we're going to go over now, with Cyberwolf as well, you can really flesh out a character and make him pretty special. The next new thing, which I think is pretty significant, is for people who like to actually just play Space Wolves and get trapped in the whole legend aspect, and you know, these are my Space Vikings and stuff like that. It's something called a Saga. It's these are special abilities you can buy your Wolf Lords. You can buy certain characters can have sagas, and they're for point value. And what they are, they're special little benefits that grant you an in-game effect. Now, there's also oath attached to these benefits, which you're supposed to go through and carry out the oath because it's for your honor of playing this character. And you can make down you can write down any little oaths that he's carried through, and it's a whole honor thing. So, it's just a nice little thing. Some of the things are Saga of the Wolfkin. Basically allows this character. It gives Fenris Wolves and Cyber Wolves the same army as him, have Initiative 5, Leadership 7. Oath is that one of them has to live at the end. Next is Saga of the Bear. The character has an internal warrior rule. And the oath is, the character can prove the might of his Sons of Rust by dealing the death blow to an enemy character before the end of the game. Saga of Majesty. Any unit within 6 inches of this character, including this character, has the, and his unit may reroll failed morale tests. The oath for that one, a hero that falls back or goes to ground is unworthy of the name, avoid this at all costs. These are just some of the things that you can do with your Space Wolves to just add them up into a little bit of flavor. We also have the Saga of the Hunter, Saga of the Warrior Born, Saga of the Beast Slayer, and Saga of the Iron Wolf. I like Space Wolves. I love Space Wolves, so I'd be lying to you if I said any other different. That's just a little touch of what I found when I got this book and opened it up this morning. Spent a few minutes reading through and was just awesome. I was in awe of its majesty, I guess, and just think about, wow, I'm going to really start my own Space Wolf army again, and hopefully my wife understands. But for all you Space Wolf players, the time has come. Time for the Sons of Rust to go forward and lead your internal brotherhood into victory. I hope that this has been a little bit entertaining. I just wanted to, this is a little bonus episode I just wanted to do, to just walk through the book so I can just say, hey guys, look at this and look what we can do, and encourage you all to starting a space wolf army. All right, thanks for listening. Out.
Cool City Games, Blue Water's most complete source for miniature wargaming and sports cards. Cool City Games offers a safe and friendly environment with free open gaming and up-to-date new releases, restocks, and hassle-free special orders. You can even put stuff in layaway. Cool City Games even offers box and case pricing on cards and collectible miniatures. Located in downtown Fort Huron, that is in Michigan for all you out-of-towners. Jeff and Mike are available and ready to serve all your hobby needs. Stop by at 724 Huron Avenue or visit on the web at www.coolcitygames.com.